Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 6:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News this election day, checking in with friend of the program, two-time sports writer of the year, Lori Nicol, back from a European hiatus.
Hi, I know. I'm so glad for today. First of all, we're not going to have pollsters coming to my house every day for the last 6 weeks to ask us how we're voting. So I don't have to hide in my basement anymore. And yeah, we did 13 days in France where complete and total disinterest in the election over there.
So. Really? So I was super curious to ask you about that. Like, once the folks found out you're Americans traveling, I wondered what questions they had about what's going on in our country, if they're paying attention to the election.
You know, that's funny because everybody, you have to show your passport, you know, to almost every place you go. And you have to, I had to do Google Translate after I could say bonjour. That's all I could say. And all I got was a question about Michael Jordan and the Bulls because my passport said I was flying to Chicago. That's it. Like,
Michael Jordan.
It's still relevant.
Yeah, right. I'm like, yeah, he's retired. He's done. No, it's complete. So in one city, there was a play going on, and it was called Trump America, and it had a huge posters for the play. It was a very artistic community, and so they were doing some kind of play about, you know, America and Trump or whatever, but that's it. I mean, the news over there covers it. You know, that was heavy. Le Monde, the newspaper over there, covers it just as much as like the Irish Times is covering it or the Korea Times. Those are papers I read every day. But in terms of like Uber drivers and waiters and hotel staff, you know, oh, you're from America? Okay, that's it. Like as much interest as a teenager at Thanksgiving dinner. Like it's just none.
Any protesting still going on over there? Weren't they having issues in Paris for a while?
Nothing. Yes. And I'm telling you, nothing. And it was not the experience we were expecting anyway. We couldn't believe how affordable everything was in France. Doesn't that sound bizarre from somebody coming from Milwaukee? But no, I didn't see protests. I mean, even like some cities are known for their graffiti. Marseille has a whole graffiti culture, and so does Paris. We didn't see anything like that either. There was still stuff about the Middle East conflict, but nothing about our election.
Amazingly, there were still ads, campaign ads in France about our election.
Trying to reach the seven American voters over there. Right?
Well, that's the funny thing. So we met up, there's like 10 of us total, and we met up with friends that I know from Australia. And we met them in Paris for a night. And they're like, yeah, we hear more about United States elections than our own elections that we are currently voting and getting ready for in Australia. So we were all so happy to have a break from it for 13 days in France and not have it just shoved down our throats all the time.
Talking with Lori Nicol, friend of the program with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So you have returned home to a 1-6 Bucks team.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you had an opportunity to get a finger on what is going on here?
Yeah, that's I agree with you, Vince. I think that's a concern now, and it can't be all well, Middleton's going to come back and save them. You know, Chris Middleton gave everything he had back last April and May, to the point, you know, like if everybody remembers, I mean, the guy gave everything he had, and they still couldn't win then. So I don't think that's the magic elixir to fix this team. That's another thing I followed the headlines, but I couldn't always get the websites. I couldn't always get on YouTube to hear you guys when I was over in France. So I'm catching up a little bit, but I don't, you know, watching that game last night, boy, they have to say that they're keeping a positive attitude. There's nothing else that they can say in November. So take that all with a grain of salt, you know.
But it's also so early. I don't know. I guess I'd be more worried if it were January and they still only had one win.
I agree. But just like when you get down 19 points, you have to work doubly hard to make up that deficit and win. And it's the same thing in the standards and in the standings. If you get down and behind that far, you have to overexert yourself just to catch up to everybody else. A really young team with a lot of talent that's maybe undiscovered can do that. But a veteran team you know, you would think they'd have a lot of confidence and stuff, but there's still new faces on this team. So I'm going on Sunday. They play the Celtics at a matinee tip at Pfizer, and I want to see what's going on too, for sure.
Lori Nichol, friend of the program, two-time sports writer of the year, international traveler. Great to have you back this week. Somebody texted last week, they're like, what happened to Lori? I'm like, we didn't fire her. Not that we can get her. Like, she's allowed to take a break.
Yeah, it was great. It was. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Take care, Lori.
Oh, and thank you to all the people working the election today.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that, too.
Absolutely. Well said.
My wife's working the polls today.
Is that right?
She takes a day off from work and does that. She enjoys.
Good for her. That's awesome.
One of those
That's
civic
awesome.
Duty things.
So do you get to walk up to her line?
No, I'm at a different spot. Oh, like, how come you never work my spot? Sir, may I see your ID? 657 on Wisconsin's Morning News.